In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As the church celebrates our risen Savior, we now joyfully look to the time our Savior spent with his disciples, proving that he had risen indeed. He gave them certain proof that led to certain peace before he sent them out to bring that same peace to the world. Let us pray. O risen Lord, you came to your disciples and took away their fears with your word of peace. Come to us also by your word, and banish our fears with the comforting assurance of your abiding presence. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first scripture lesson for the day comes from Acts, selected verses from chapter 2, where we see Peter's sermon, and he shows us how good it really was that Jesus came and showed himself to his disciples. They really would become witnesses of the risen Lord, so that everybody could see through them, through the work of these apostles, that Christ truly was risen and the victory was won. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and spoke loudly and clearly to them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man recommended to you by God with miracles, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man, who was handed over by God's set plan and foreknowledge, you killed by having lawless men nail him to a cross. He is the one God raised up by freeing him from the agony of death, because death was not able to hold him in its grip. Indeed, David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon my life to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Gentlemen, brothers, I can speak confidently to you about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath that he would seat one of his descendants on his throne, he saw what was coming and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, saying that he was neither abandoned to the grave nor did his flesh see decay. This Jesus is the one God has raised up. We are all witnesses of that. This is the word of our Lord. Our gospel lesson for today comes from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, where we see Jesus' deep love and care for his disciples as he shows them proof of his resurrection outside of the words and promises he had already told them. And we consider ourselves blessed right along with these disciples, sharing in their same joy and victory. On the evening of that first day of the week, the disciples were together behind locked doors because of their fear of the Jews. Jesus came, stood among them, and said to them, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. So the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. Just as the Father has sent me, I am also sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whenever you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. Whenever you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." But Thomas, one of the 12, the one called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger into the mark of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will never believe." After 8 days, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and look at my hands. Take your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue to doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus, in the presence of his disciples, did many other miraculous signs that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear people of God, Jesus Christ, God's own Son from eternity, really and truly rose from the dead in his own body on the third day from his crucifixion. And now there are two types of people in the world. Those who believe it, and those who do not. For those who believe that Jesus rose from the dead, God has given peace. Peace in their hearts. Peace of knowing that everything is now taken care of. No one can pluck them out of the Father's hand. Nothing can destroy their soul. For God has won their salvation. For those who do not believe that Jesus rose from the dead, well, they are filled with fear and hopelessness. And this has never been on display as it has been the last few weeks, as those without faith in Christ shout from the rooftops. Their hope is in man and in reason. They have no peace in this world and no hope for the next one. They live in terror with the idea of having to meet their Maker one day. I am very thankful that I am surrounded by those who believe in Jesus, who love Jesus, who are looking forward to and even praying for the day that they can meet Jesus face to face. All because Jesus rose from the dead. We read today from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he gave us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is undying, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Through faith, you are being protected by God's power for the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the end of time. Because of this, you rejoice very much, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various kinds of trials, so that the proven character of your faith, which is more valuable than gold, which passes away even though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, yet by believing in him, you are filled with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, because you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is our text. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you have hope, you have faith, you have salvation. The Lord has given us hope, a new hope, a living hope. And it's not just the hope of an old Christian who figures he's a few days away from meeting his Maker. This is a living hope, Peter says. It's a hope that is with us every day we are alive. It changes our thoughts and our attitudes, and it shapes our actions. A life coach tells his clients to never hit the snooze bar. When they hear that alarm go off, they should jump up and seize the day. But why? If a person has no hope in Christ and is terrified of dying, why get out of bed at all? But you, who believe in Jesus, you have good reason to get up and get going, because your whole life is a life of service and thanks to the Lord. Your life is a thank offering to the Lord Jesus, who has done everything for you. For you. Jesus lived the perfect life that God demanded of you. Jesus took the penalty of all of your sins upon his back and paid that penalty in full. And Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. And I will rise also. So let's go. Work for Christ. If tonight I die and have to meet him, I'm fine with that. I'm ready. But if it is the Lord's will that I stay in this world a while yet, well, that's fine too. Because all it is an opportunity to show this world over and over what a great Savior I have. You see, hope changes a person. Hope fills a person's life. If we hope in him who is worth hoping in, and not hope in man who changes his mind daily and is full of nothing but failures, then we have a Christian hope. You have hope because you have faith. And today Peter talks about a tested faith. And in the Greek here, it's revealed that it's not the faith that is the valuable thing, as valuable as, more valuable than gold, but rather it's the test that Peter sees so valuable. You see, either you have faith or you don't, but the test is to come yet. The test is something to be looked forward to, because the test is also from God. And the test proves your faith. It proves it to you that you have faith. Again, the Lord does things in the exact opposite way than any man would do them. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, half complaining about his failures of the body. And he told the Corinthians he didn't like it at all. But then the Lord told Paul that the trouble he was having with his body was good for him. And that allowed Paul to write this: when I am weak, then I am strong. And that doesn't make a lick of sense unless you understand Christ. See, the Lord works through us, sometimes even in spite of us. Because when a Christian is down, when a Christian feels hurt, helpless, feels useless, it's then that the Lord uses such a Christian. He works witness through that Christian, showing the world what a Christian in trouble does. At a rained out wedding or at the death of a loved one, people are watching you. They're watching to see what you will do. They're watching to see if you will prove your faith. Do I fall apart in the day of trouble? Or do I really trust in Jesus the way I claim that I do? Do I trust in my own strength? Or is the Lord my strength and my song? See, that's why we don't boast in our faith. Because faith simply receives what God gives us. Not my will, but yours be done, we pray all the time. Peter talks about this great test of faith. And tests of faith are better than gold, he says. Because of their point. The point of these tests of faith is not to show the weaklings how strong I am. No, Peter says that the tests of our faith are to bring praise, glory, and honor to our Lord and our daily Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one who got me through. Not me, Him. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you have hope, you have faith, and you have salvation. Easter is why we are joyful people, happy, content, people that are nice to have around, people that are handy to have as your friends. We have salvation, and it shows. We're not working on salvation. You are not two merit badges away from getting in. No, God the Heavenly Father, your dear Heavenly Father, Peter says, has given you an inheritance that is undying, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Through faith, you are being protected by God's power for the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the end of time. Jesus bought you this salvation when he hung upon the cross and then walked out of the tomb. This is why we call Jesus our Redeemer. He redeemed us. He bought us. He purchased us. He bought our forgiveness. He bought our souls. He bought our salvation. And the price was his holy, precious blood and his innocent sufferings and death. And it is finished. The transaction is complete. God the Father has accepted Jesus' payment. For Jesus has given the benefit of this payment to you. It is yours through faith in him. You have it. You don't see it. It's not in your pocket. The Lord knows better than to give it to you that way, because you would lose it. God knows you. No, as Peter says, it is kept in heaven for you. The Heavenly Father will hold on to your salvation for you while you go on life's carnival ride. And then at the end, so that you don't mess it up, he'll give it to you. For he has it, just like he has you. So when you do mess it up, when you do wrong, when you sin, when you feel like you have destroyed your salvation, run to the Father. Because He has it for you. He has it in the forgiveness of His Son, Jesus Christ. He has His arms wide open, ready to receive you. When you injure yourself, limp to the Father. When you have something to confess, some trouble on your mind, or even something joyful to say, take it all to the Lord in prayer. He would love to hear from you. He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore, He is your God and Father who has your salvation, who protects you, for He has given you His Son and His Spirit. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you have hope, you have faith, you have salvation, and you have this inexpressible and glorious joy. You just have it. You may not understand it, and you don't need to understand it. You are just different from the world around you. Of course you are. You are Christians, for you believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
God of all grace, we thank you for the gift of eternal life in your Son. By the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and by the faithful testimony of the apostles, you have assured us that our faith stands on a sure and solid foundation. Though we do not see Jesus with our physical eyes, help us see him with the eyes of faith. Through your Holy Spirit, breathe on your church that it may faithfully proclaim the gospel of our risen Savior with courage and diligence in all lands and to all people. Forgive the sins of your people. Strengthen the doubting and the faithless. Bring back the forgetful and the wayward. And comfort the anxious and the distressed. We ask all this according to your good and gracious will, O Lord, as we also join together to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen.